outraged. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Vice President Harris talking about the leak of the draft Supreme Court decision, which indicates the High Court could overturn Roe versus Wade.
It will be a direct assault on freedom, on the fundamental right of self-determination, to which all Americans are entitled.
Harris speaking at the Emily's List Gala in Washington. Emily's List is a political action committee that aims to help Democratic women who favor abortion rights get elected. Earlier today, President Biden warned that a whole range of rights are in jeopardy if it holds. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a law that prohibits abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The measure takes effect immediately. The Oklahoma Supreme Court denied an emergency request that the new law be temporarily halted. Ohio holding primary elections tonight. Republican Governor Mike DeWine has won his party's nomination for a second term for Senate. On the Democrat side, Tim Ryan has won the nomination. Pfizer is preparing to push COVID shots for young children.
Pfizer saying it hopes to submit data by early June to show how well its COVID-19 vaccine works in children under the age of five. Pfizer's vaccine is the only one authorized in the U.S. for children five and older. The company testing three extra small doses for little kids after two doses didn't prove quite strong enough. Rival Moderna wants to be the first manufacturer to offer shots for tots. The company submitting data to the FDA last week in the hope of showing two of its low-dose shots work for children under five.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. A New York appellate court judge has rejected former President Trump's bid to stay his $10,000 a day contempt fine. He's fighting a lower court decision, which is penalizing him for failing to turn over documents in a state civil investigation. Judge Tanya Kennedy denied Trump's interim application to pause the fine pending his appeal. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's a settlement in Washington, D.C.'s lawsuit over inauguration events for now former President Trump.
Prosecutors accused the Trump family of profiting from the inauguration by overcharging for events at Trump International Hotel in D.C. They say those events could have been held elsewhere for free or reduced costs. The settlement has the former president's businesses and inaugural committee paying $750,000 to benefit three nonprofit organizations. Donald Trump, in a statement, calls the lawsuit a witch hunt and notes the settlement includes no admission of guilt or liability. The inaugural committees maintain that its finances were independently audited and that all the spending was legal. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Norman Mineta, the transportation secretary who ordered the grounding of all flights on 9/11, has died. He was 90. His chief of staff, John Flaherty, said Mineta died peacefully at home, surrounded by family. Mineta was the first Asian American to become a cabinet secretary. Democratic lawmakers in more than a dozen states are looking to offer legal refuge to displaced transgender youth and their families who face prosecution in their home states.
LGBTQ rights groups are fighting back against actions taken against transgender individuals in conservative states by announcing a coordinated effort to offer legal refuge to transgender youth and their families. Lawmakers in Minnesota and New York recently filed refuge state legislation modeled after a bill proposed in California, which would reject any out-of-state court judgments removing children from their parents' custody because they allow gender-affirming health care. Democrats in 16 other states states plan to follow suit. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has directed state agencies to consider placing transgender children in foster care, and multiple states have prohibited gender-affirming health care for transgender youth. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Chicago has announced a bid to bring the Democratic National Convention to the city in 2024. Mayor Lori Lightfoot said hosting the 2024 Democratic National Convention in Chicago will create tremendous opportunities for job creation. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.